Good morning and welcome to United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join the conversation, catch the vision, and share the hope of a Jamaica united in faith.
Welcome. I am Leslie Hare. A prayer by the Reverend Dr. Paul Douglas Walfall of the United Church of Canada. Holy God, as we continue to live in this time of responding to the pandemic of COVID-19, we come asking for strength and grace. It has not been easy for us to live in a state of physical distancing. We cannot greet friends and loved ones. We cannot offer an embrace to comfort, a handshake to greet, a pat on the shoulders to encourage. To keep ourselves and each other safe, we must keep apart. Lord, we are unable to greet our elderly and seniors, because we need to keep them safe. Give to us the strength to keep each other safe. Give to us the love that will seek to do the highest good for those who are vulnerable. Give us the grace to seek new ways to be social even as we keep distance. When we feel overwhelmed and unable to go on, provide for us the brother or sister who will be for us your channel of grace in the moment. When we feel frustrated and impatient because we are tired of staying away from others, give to us the love that sees the need to keep each other safe. Stand beside those who have been tested positive for COVID-19. Holy One, we know that the race is not for the swift. And it seems this race might be a marathon. But in this race, remind us that we are not alone and that you have promised to provide the things we need. So, we run with perseverance, mindful that you journey with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In studio today, to share a reflection in light of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, is the Reverend Norbert Stevens, General Secretary of the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. Reverend Stevens, welcome to United in Faith, and please share the message for the people that the Lord has placed in your heart.
Good morning. We're living in the midst of a contagious virus, one which has impacted almost every facet of our lives and living. Some things like COVID-19 are contagious. For instance, the emotions of joy, laughter, or fear, or anger, or disappointment. The Bible, through the book of the Psalter, identifies one contagious principle, the principle of praise. My question to you this morning is a simple one. Have you caught it? We often do a disservice to the principle, if not the reality, of praise. Our understanding and therefore our expression of praise tend to be limited to our focus on the methodology of praise. Is it not true that we spend a lot of time on the how of praise, the place, the posture, and the benefits of praise? And we often express this as a means to an end. So we say praise is lively or praise is spiritual. We spend far less time on the theology of praise, that which undergirds this critical principle for the Christian. Is praise really contagious in the modern church? Is it not true to say that there is no more contentious issue in the traditional church today than the issue of praise? Indeed, it could be said that significant disagreements about style and preference and expressions of praise in worship outranks many other major issues. Psalm 145 outlines a theological argument for the principle of praise as a contagious reality. The Psalter is basically five books. Books 1 to 3 covers Psalm 1 through to Psalm 89 and focuses on the failure of the Davidic covenant, evidenced through the destruction of Jerusalem and the exile of the Jews to Babylon. Exile meant that the Jews had lost their three most cherished religious institutions, namely the temple, their land, and the monarchy. Books 4 and 5, Psalm 92 to 106, contain some royal and corporate lament on the crisis. And Book 5, Psalm 107 through 150, contains some lament, but also a significant focus on praise. Here then is a book which reflected on the crisis of the exile, physical and theological, and in response challenged the people to lament as well as to praise. Psalm 145 offers the argument that the fever of praise is not limited to an expression or a method, but to praise is to live godly lives guided by godly principles, daily acknowledging fundamental dependence on God. So I want to ask you again, have you caught this fever? There are five aspects to the argument of Psalm 145. Firstly, it offers the call to praise. The psalmist says that we are to extol or to exalt or bless and praise God from verse 1 through 6. Secondly, it offers a reason for praise. God's character, God's grace, God's mercy, God's love and compassion in verse 7 through 9 are reasons for praising God. Thirdly, we have expressions of thankful praise, the profession and proclamation, make known, speak, tell of God's deeds, of God's kingdom and God's authority in verse 10 through 13. And fourthly, we have the results of praise. We discover and rediscover God's support, God's provisions, God's justice, God's presence, God's deliverance, God's protection, God's accompaniment. And fifthly, there is a personal choice in verse 21. Based on all of these other things, I will praise God. Two affirmations I want to leave with you this morning. And the first is this: praise is rooted in godly lives. What do we mean by this? This means simply living by God's standards and principles, despite our circumstances, despite COVID-19, despite whether we have a job or not, despite the challenges we might have in our family or with our children or someone else. It is placing God's priorities before our own, placing God before our own values and our own choices. And secondly, praise requires a godly lifestyle. Praise must become contagious. It must become a contagious way of living, so that one generation, as it says in verse 4, will laud our works to another. Do we live lifestyles as those who are blessed by God? Do we live lifestyles as those who are righteous, who are made right and are in a right relationship with God? The point I want to make this morning is that praise is always contagious, never contentious. Praise is always about how we relate to God and how we relate to others. It is a virus. Have you caught it? And if so, are you spreading it? I pray to God that regardless of your circumstances this morning, you will lift your hands and your voices and your hearts and your lives in praise to Almighty God. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, a word which reminds us that you are God and there is none like you. And maybe this morning, Lord, there are some who are listening to this program who have never met you as Lord and Savior. They have nothing to give thanks for. They're struggling and challenged by the circumstances of life. Pray this day that they will allow you to enter their hearts and to become their Savior, that they will be able to praise you in the morning and in the evening, in the good times and in the bad times, because you have promised never to leave nor to forsake. We continue to lift up those who are affected and are impacted by COVID-19. Pray for their recovery. Pray for the doctors and nurses. Pray for those who are working for a solution to the virus. Pray for those who have to provide leadership. Pray for those who are stranded and those who are really concerned. And ask, O God, that your peace will be with them. Bless us all, we pray, in the name of Christ. Amen. Lord is my shepherd.
He goes before me.
He goes before me.
Defender behind me.
Defender behind me.
Y'all been practicing. I won't fear.
I won't fear.
I'm filled with anointing.
I'm filled with anointing.
Thank you, Jesus. My cup's
overflowing. My cup's overflowing.
No weapon can harm me.
No weapon can harm me.
Jesus. Please join some of our congregations for their streamed worship services this morning. Portmore United Church on Facebook at 8:30 a.m., Lucy United Church on Facebook at 10 a.m., and Bryce United Church on YouTube at 10 a.m.
Jesus right there. He always guides me.
He always guides me.
Mountains and valleys.
Mountains and valleys.
His joy is refreshing.
His joy is refreshing.
Thanks to the Reverend Norbert Stevens, General Secretary of the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, for joining us with his inspiring reflection this morning. Thanks also to our studio engineer, Andre Saunderson. I am Leslie Hare. Please join us again next week at the same time.
Let us reach this generation.
That was United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10, telephone 926-8734. Email us at synod@ucjci.com and find us on the World Wide Web at ucjci.com. Please join us next week for another United in Faith.